SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه. سورگل محو arrived in Australia as a refugee in 2018. Since her arrival, she has achieved many goals. Recently, she has been appointed ambassador to the Refugee Council of Australia. To find out more about what this role means to her, she's with us on the telephone from Toowoomba, Queensland. Sorgul Maho, first of all, congratulations on being the ambassador and welcome to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much, Mayada. It's great to be here with you again.
Sorgul, how important is it for you being an ambassador of Refugee Week?
It absolutely is very important, but to tell you more about how important it is to me, I would like to share with you how I ended up becoming one of the ambassadors for the Refugee Council of Australia. So initially it all started when I applied to attend the face-to-face program, which is a training program by the Refugee Council of Australia to help refugees share their stories in a more comfortable way. So my application was approved and I joined the training in Melbourne this year. I was after that selected as a speaker by the Refugee Council, and then I became an ambassador for them with a number of other amazing ambassadors. By being an ambassador for the Refugee Council of Australia and a speaker of them, I am sharing my journey of being a former refugee, sharing fears, struggles, disappointments, but then hope. I'm sharing my dreams and the joy of finding a safe home in Australia.
Also, what does the role of being an ambassador for Refugee Week at the Refugee Council of Australia involve?
It involves sharing my own experience with the broader Australian community, speaking and representing refugees, which technically is also about empowering and advocating as well. Refugee Week is the time we raise awareness on the global refugee crisis. We share challenges that refugees face in their resettlement journey and beyond. For this year specifically, the theme of the Refugee Week is healing. And healing can be made in different ways, including storytelling.
Also, this role, is it only for 1 week or how long is it for?
I believe it's for an entire year. I'll be as a speaker and ambassador.
You have personally endured a lot of hardship. And when you arrived in Australia, you were welcomed with open arms. What did this mean to you?
Australia is a welcoming country where so many refugees are enjoying freedom. They're enjoying the joy of having a safe home. I think after years of hardship in Syria and also in Turkey for 4 years, I was and I'm still very grateful to the support that I've received in my journey of resettlement in Australia. But it also means that I need to work hard on making sure that I can also help others feel supported in their resettlement journey in Australia.
Sorgul, you're currently in your final year of Bachelor of Arts degree, majoring in International Relations and Social Justice Studies at the University of Southern Queensland. Is this something you wanted to study?
Initially, no. I did a few programs, started with psychology and then English literature, but I never thought I'd do international relations and social justice one day. But I found the passion in this current degree that I'm doing. I'm very passionate about human rights and social justice. I know that I can make a difference in other people's life in pursuing my education in this degree, but also doing a further study in master's and then working in the humanitarian sector.
As a former refugee, what would you like to say to the newly arrived refugees or the new settlers?
I think this is one thing I always tell every person I meet for the first time, and they're refugees or they've recently arrived in Australia as refugees. One thing, never give up. work hard and look after yourself. I would also encourage them to share their stories, to empower others and be their voice. By sharing our stories, we're also raising awareness on the refugee crisis and we're helping others understand this.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to what you have said?
Definitely. One thing I would say is that I'd like to encourage everyone to become a part of the Refugee Week when and however they can. That could be by hosting an event, participating in the Refugee Week events, being part of the conversation to raise awareness on the refugee crisis, teach people how to welcome refugees. So talk to your friends, family, children, and educate them about the refugees because they will get to meet some refugees in their lives, whether at school, uni, or elsewhere. I'd also like to encourage people to visit the Refugee Council of Australia's website and check the Refugee Week events for this year.
Sogul Mahos, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabin Nifsina, SBS Kurdish, Facebook, Bishobina.